I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1911. It was one of the most tragic days in U.S. labor history. 146 mostly Jewish and Italian women died in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City. The death toll was so high because exits were blocked or locked, and basic safety precautions were not taken in the sweatshop. Trapped by the flames, some women chose to leap out the windows to their death. Bodies fell from the sky with such force that the sidewalk cracked below. In the aftermath of the tragedy, labor organizers and social reformers pushed for workplace safety reforms. The public reacted with grief and horror at what had occurred. Moses Rosenfeld, who was known as the poet laureate of the slums and sweatshop, captured this grief in a poem he published in Yiddish on the front page of the Jewish Daily Forward 4 days after the fire. Part of the translated poem read, "Sisters mine, O my sisters, brethren, hear my sorrow. See where the dead are hidden in dark corners, where life is choked from those who labor. Oh, woe is me, and woe is to the world. On this Sabbath, when an avalanche of red blood and fire pours forth from the God of gold on high. As now my tears stream forth unceasingly, over whom shall we weep first? Over the burned ones? Over those beyond recognition? Over those who have been crippled or driven senseless or smashed? I weep for them all. Now let us light the holy candles and mark the sorrow of Jewish masses in darkness and poverty. This, our funeral. These, our graves, our children. The beautiful, beautiful flowers destroyed. Our lovely ones burned. Their ashes buried under a mountain of caskets." Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.